Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tau Schmid.
Oh, man, how about that? It is a final, the game and the series. It ends with a walk-off victory for the Milwaukee Brewers here in Game 4, this four-game set, 5-4, the final. And welcome, everybody, to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag...
We are hashtag MilHockey, Timmy. Come on now. This is what we do this for. Talk about turning on the mics.
Here in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios, Tim Allen, Baby Tosh, Bill Schmid, and the Brewers 5-4 victory. You can't write a script like this as the Brewers take 3 of 4 to open up the 2019 campaign. I mean, it was a 4-1 yawner for a while, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
What
did I tell you when I got into work today? Right around, what was that, the fourth inning, right after the four runs given up by Burns? He gave up
the
last two
runs.
Yeah, no, do it. Go for it.
They're done. This was a loss.
I thought Burns was going to get a tough luck loss, pitched really nice. I mean, obviously made a couple of mistakes, and lo and behold, they do this to me. I'm so happy. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, they grab a couple of runs in the seventh inning, and then they get it done in the bottom of the ninth inning. A huge, huge comeback victory for the Milwaukee Brewers here. Game 4 of the championship season, 5-4 the final. Certainly want to get your reaction at 414-799-1250. Brewers run their mark now to 3-1. Christian Yelich, I need to... find out how you describe Christian Yelich. I mean, it really comes down to that. He homered in the first inning, fourth consecutive game to start the season, ties a major league record. He's going to go after it tomorrow in Cincinnati for the all-time major league mark to homer in five consecutive games to start a season. And he does it in Cincinnati, where it's pretty friendly, pretty darn friendly to left-handed bats,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Yeah, and he kind of did a thing there last year, too. He plays all right against the Reds.
Yeah, wasn't there a cycle or something going on in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was something
year.
Like a 5-for-5, just, you know, and not the burger deal. No, he just 5-for-5 at the dish and goes around the entire yard, too.
Seriously, how do you describe Christian Yelich? How would you describe him?
Unstoppable.
I called him when he homered in the first inning. I texted my son. I said, the text said, Christian Yelich is an animal.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Because every single time he delivers, and every single time you know that you're going to have to fight the dude to get him out.
And they attacked Hicks in the ninth inning
big time
today. They did. They jumped all over him. I was telling Orlowski the other day that. You know, the thing about the Cubs and the Cardinals, and maybe I just don't notice it because it's more of a methodic offensive approach for the Brewers at times, but the Cubs and the Cardinals, they tend to occasionally just say, let's go on attack mode and just jump on them. And the Brewers don't do it as much. Maybe it's, again, do you notice that, Billy, or is it just me that the Brewers don't do it as much?
It's one of those things that I always kind of attribute that maybe it's just because we watch this team every single night and we don't watch the Oakland A's every single game. But like they tend to be a little bit more passive. I'll give you that. They don't necessarily always attack the first, second pitch, especially with young dudes like Hicks is for the Cards.
How about Ben Gamel with the leadoff double?
Big time.
That sets the table.
Big time.
Lorenzo Cain.
Pretty sure it's because of that awesome interview you and I did with him yesterday. And gave him some confidence.
I think it was. Lorenzo Cain with some huge hustle, and then Christian Yelich. What are you going to do? You can't pitch around him there. Although, I think some old school theory, I wonder what Sparky Anderson would have done in a situation like that against Yelich. He may have just walked him. He might have,
and made,
to load the bases.
And gave Ryan Braun the third opportunity at it, and he steps up in the second time. And you're looking at that seventh inning, you needed something, and you got it when Brawny stepped up.
Yeah, spark of the game, current electric. Yeah, it's easy in this one. It's Christian Yelich. He begins the game and ends the game with some high points for the Brewers. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's all about Christian Yelich. I want to know how you guys would describe Christian Yelich. Seriously. I mean, you can give me some funny stuff if you want, but in a baseball sense, we're experiencing something that you just don't see very often. You don't. A guy
that's the best
that
way to describe it.
So dialed in, so locked in, that it's really almost must-see TV. It is. And how do you explain him from, you know, your own personal standpoint, but from a baseball standpoint as well? And I'm sure Craig Counsell is going to be asked this, and we'll hear from Counts here later on in the show. But how do you describe Christian Yelich? When you say, hey, what kind of player is Christian Yelich right now? I say animal. I mean, that again, that's, you know, can be taken a number of different ways, but you know what I mean. It attaches to the game of baseball. Let's go to Irv. Irv, you're first up on the postgame show. What's happening, Irv?
What up, fellas? Listen, Mark Anthony Nacho needs to go sign that check right now. I know they got control over him, but his numbers are reaching Powerball status. He's going to break the bank. This kid is must-see TV. You know, I think they used to call Robin Young the kid. I think he's taking his place. You know, that's why I look at him. He looks so young, and every time he comes up, he looks like he's a joy to be up there and you can't help but to watch him. And you know what? Cash your votes now because it's going to be a two-time MVP, number 22.
Yeah, you better get to your betting window because he's getting some good numbers. You're going to lose out on some good numbers here, Billy.
Yeah, I already did with that 18-1.
Why don't we have you check? Let's check this out. Let's see if we can get Nick or somebody to grab what his latest odds for repeating the MVP here this year. Because if I'm not mistaken, when I checked it, back in, I want to say February or maybe even January, when these things were thrown out there, he wasn't top 10, and I believe it was like 16 or 17
I got
to
it,
1.
Got it at 18 to 1.
You got it at 18.
Yep, okay. That's what I got it at. So, yeah, he's definitely was undervalued in that sense, Irv. And also, when you look at, I like that must-see TV because every single time you flip on, you know he's going to do something. Even if he does get walked, he impacts the game every single time he steps up.
They took the sting off that Bucks loss, man. I was flipping back and forth, so this helped out the day.
Yeah, there you go. Irv, I like it. Thanks for the call, man. Must see TV. That's how he describes Yelich. He also used the word joy. Maybe a little bit on the soft side of testosterone-filled males, right?
What do you mean, joy?
What a joy to watch.
Listen to you, just, Mr. Sunshine and Rainbows, talking about testosterone. Get out of here.
799-1250 as the Brewers get the 5-4 win. Kenny, what's going on, Kenny? You got to be celebrating. How do you describe Christian Yelich?
You know what? There's only one way to describe this guy, and right now it's just outstanding. When you see the way he's swinging the bat, everything that's coming into this kid, it looks like a beach ball. And he just, his swing is so smooth. But what's impressive about him is his ability to pick pitches. He's just not up there hacking away. He's looking for particular pitches. The pitching staff of the Cardinals have to be scratching their head. Only because everything they throw him, it doesn't really matter. He's like, he's looking for particular pitches. And that's what
makes
the
walks,
so
Kenny.
Good.
Kenny, one of the walks, he was down 1-2 in the count and earned a walk.
Exactly. He's looking for a particular pitch in his wheelhouse, and if it's not there, he still has the ability to push the ball where it's got to go. He goes with the pitch. That was such a nice – that swing right there to win the game was outstanding. Slap the ball the opposite way, know the situation, and win the game. And that's exactly what the kid did. He got a pitch up and out, and what did he do? Just drove the ball into the gap. He's a special talent. He's a Mike Trout type player from that standpoint, a few years younger. But when you see him play and knowing that he's in Milwaukee, that's incredible. If we can get our 5, 6, and 7 hitters to really start coming through, this is going to be incredible. But the one thing you have to talk about, too, is Gamble. How about Gamble Toe? He gets up there and drives one down the line to get this thing going. Outstanding. What a series to start the season off, boys. BC's at 11.
11 is the beer count for Kenny in West Bend. Dude, thanks for the call. He described Christian Yelich as special. I heard the word special in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Billy, I think I'm leaning that way pretty hard too, man. We don't see this. I mean, we've been through the Prince Fielder and the Ryan Braun roles that these guys have gotten on, but there just seems to be a little something better about this in Christian Yelich. I know it's just saying a lot.
I think a lot of it's the purity of it, right? It's just so easy. The stroke is so smooth, and the plays that he makes. And we talked to Murph last night. Some of it's the kind of dude that he is too.
Yeah, it's the character in there as well. Just kind of a chill, laid back guy, and just does his thing. And it is smooth. It is smooth. It's fluid. It's real. And it is special. Christian Yelich doing his thing as the Brewers get the victory tonight. 5-4, the final. They take the series 3-1 to open up the 2019 campaign. And seriously, you don't have to be comical about it, but kind of a serious baseball question here today. I'm interested in knowing how you guys describe Christian Yelich right now. Not only, you know, the short term this year, but going back to last year, and it doesn't look like anything's going to, oh, there's that term, regress to the mean. Try telling Christian Yelich stat line here so far this year that's going on. Babe Shaden Blind Post Game Show presented to you on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. It's Tim and Taus and a Brewers 5-4 win.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen and Bill Baby Taus Schmid.
What a day at Miller Park today as the Brewers get a 5-4 come-from-behind victory to beat the St. Louis Cardinals in a series, not only the game, but the series 3-1. And that is awesome to get that underway here. Now, again, guys, you know, every game head-to-head is big. We know that, and I'm not going to underestimate what a game four of the season means. It is head-to-head, and I think we can all agree that the Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, and maybe an outlier of Pittsburgh to make some waves or Cincinnati to make some waves. But I think we can all agree to a certain point that it's Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals in any variation.
Mm-hmm. So no doubt.
Beat them head-to-head, man. It's big. Christian Yelich said it the other day that it's, you know, in division, it could come and probably will come down either wild card or division to a game or two. And that's why this can't be underrated here, that the Brewers take the series 3-4 to open up the campaign. But we're talking about Christian Yelich here, and obviously the reigning National League MVP. But the start he's got going thus far this year, he starts a scoring today with a home run in the first, fourth consecutive game to start the season. He's going to go after that major league record tomorrow in Cincinnati. And then he ends the game. Now, did they officially rule that a double? I think they did, right?
From what I've seen, it's still at a single.
Is it still a single?
Wins,
I think,
it
sometimes
in
the
night.
They do pony up the double, but we'll go with the walk off.
There you go. You got your extra base hit.
RBI
that'll walk off. That'll help for the bonuses. Nice work. Nice work, MLB. Thank you.
Double to give the Brewers the 5-4 victory. And we're talking about how to describe Christian Yelich. And I'm going to lean towards special. He is an animal. We've got must-see TV, and we'll find out what Steve in New Berlin has to say about that. Steve, how do you describe Christian Yelich's role right now?
The way I look at it offensively, everybody is playing hardball while he's playing slow-pitch softball.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
men versus boys might be the way.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Steve in New Berlin, thanks for the call, man. 799-1250 as the Brewers and Christian Yelich get the victory.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome back. Tim and Tausch here in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented to you on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey, a 5-4 victory for the Crew, and they take the series 3-1. You really, the Cardinals impressed me. They do, and maybe they're flying under the radar. At least I can speak on my behalf that I didn't really... They're a good team, guys. They are, and they're gonna have their noses in this thing throughout. I just dislike them so much. I think I'll admit I just wanted to count them out because of that. But the Brewers do take the series 3-1, 5-4. The final, a walk off 2-run double by Christian Yelich gets it done. It's a solo shot, as you just heard from Nick Bodie there. And I'm interested in hearing what Craig Counsell has to say about Christian Yelich, because that's what we were talking about. Let's squeeze in one more before we get to Counts.
Let's go out to North Carolina. Justin's on The Fan. What's going on, dude?
What's up, guys, man? What a Sunday win that was, man. It looked like we were down and out, and this team, this resilient team of last year and the year before, just keeps on fighting their way back and calling their way back. I really love just the at bat by Shaw, like how, you know, sometimes, you know, Tim, you say it a lot, you know, ball has to bounce your way sometimes. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than be good at times, yep, and we'll take whatever we can in our city.
Yeah, no question. No doubt about it. And you're right on, and we'll let you get in here on Yelich, but no doubt that down and out may have been a little feeling that crept into a lot of Brewers fans mid-game there. And I noticed that it was a little quiet at Miller Park, and they're down 4-1, and you know, that Cardinal bullpen is pretty good, but you know, they come back and just erupt here. Seventh inning, a couple of runs, and then Yelly does his thing.
Yeah, not to mention we were facing Walker, who was 5-0 against us on the mound out of those 10 starts or whatever. So looked like it was a little bit tough to go against, but you know, we found a way to win, and I feel like this council's guys always find a way to win. So there's two things that I would kind of describe Yelich. I told you Cole or some big the Saurus word, but then I was like, man, that's whack. So I'd first say a godsend, because he's like the most perfect thing that could have ever happened to this city, along with the other guy that plays that built the Pfizer Forum. Those two together, we're at a unique time in our city's history where we have two teams that are just have the best player in their game on the roster. That's huge. And then the second thing I'd have to use, if I had to use another word to define him, would have to be a diamond. And the reason why I say a diamond is because when he was in Miami, he was a good player. He may have been a piece of coal, but he went under pressure, came to Milwaukee, and now he's a diamond. He is the epitome of achievement, and we are just so fortunate in our city to be able to watch this guy day in and day out. He's the reason why I have the MLB Extra Innings. He's the reason why I watch it on my phone when I'm on the road. And speaking of being on the road, I just realized I got called to West Virginia tomorrow for work, and Cincinnati's not too far, so guess we have to pull up to Cincinnati, right, Baby Tausch?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Indeed.
That's
and
my
you
guy
might
right there.
You might see history, Justin. Well stated, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, well said by Justin. Let's not forget, by the way, I know we're enamored by what Giannis is doing. We obviously are crazy over Christian Yelich right now. By the way, isn't there a number 12 up there in Green Bay?
That there is. Yes, there is. He's pretty well known himself.
So if you put together
Wait, are you talking about Alex Wilson? My bad. Sorry.
No, he might be up in Green. No,
oh,
he's,
you
no,
know
he's
what?
In the dugout.
I know who you're talking about. Tim Frazier. Well, they're actually in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, it is cool. It's a cool time right now. But Christian Yelich, let's find out.
Hey, Timmy, you know Alex Hornibrook transferred, right?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about him, too.
Yeah, Tim, sorry. That's where I thought you were going, Tim. I was like, Badger football, man, he's the GOAT, but he's at Florida State now.
Yeah, Nick, you can I thought it was going to be Hornibrook, Rogers, Yelich, and Giannis all on the Mount Rushmore of these days, Wisconsin sports. Yeah. All right, let's hear from Craig Counsell, see what he has to say about Yelly in the win.
Brent, you've asked me about him for like 6 weeks straight. You got anything new on Yelich? Mike told me that he clinched Player of the Month for March.
Yeah. Managed to revisit not doing that award.
Do they do that for March?
No.
They should. He's got it.
You must feel in that spot. You obviously have the guy you want up with a chance to do damage there.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, when Ben got the hit, you know that Christian's going to hit, you know, hopefully have a good spot to you know, do something. We got the middle of our lineup coming. Lowe's hit, you know, Ben got a hit 0-2. You know, 0-2, he hung in there and doubles on the line. We caught a break on Lowe's ball as far as, you know, he's trying to get him over, but caught a break off the pitcher's glove, and then, you know, he lays off a couple fastballs, and, you know, he's doing stuff. He's making really hard stuff look pretty easy.
Low reaching on that changes that sequence? Like, do you think they would have had to think about putting him on even though he's the winning run?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's for them. I mean, you certainly got to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to think about it a little more, but you'd have to talk about it.
What about Low just sprinting from first?
Yeah. No, it was you know, the way I thought the ball was going to get in the gap easy. Bader, you know, he got there and tried to dive. Probably the dive, the fact that he dove, probably gave us a little more time, and the ball kind of kicked away. You know, and once it kicked away, I felt pretty good about it. But, yeah, it's, you know, it turns fast. The game turns fast, and, you know, I think it turned fast kind of on the start of the game, really, with the way Corbin was pitching, it turned fast. It didn't look like that had a potential to happen, and all of a sudden they got four runs on the board. So it was a good ball game. You know, it was a good series. It was, you know, nothing. There was a back and forth and challenging series and a fun series.
What do you think of Corbin today? Kind of an interesting outing, wasn't it?
You know, it's a good outing. Look, I mean, he to show the stuff, to strike out 12 hitters, that's a good outing. You know, I know he made some, you know, his location wavered a little bit probably as we got on in the game. But, you know, there's a lot to work with there if we're striking out 12 in five innings. And he's going to keep getting better from here.
You know, his slider gets a lot of notice because it just looks the way it looks. But his fastball is also a very dangerous pitch, and I get, you know, we saw that today, the swings and misses on his fastball.
Yeah, it was his fastball today that was the pitch. You know, there was just he's always has a little, he has cut on his fastball, and there was a little more on it today, is what it looked like the hitters were kind of telling you. There's a little more. He was inside, they were kind of backing away, and it would be a strike, and away they just, you know, they didn't take good swings at it. So it was very good stuff, for sure.
When he's coming off the mound like that, screaming into his glove, you can tell that he's frustrated with giving up the home run. But obviously, this was a really solid outing for him. What do you and the staff say to him to make sure that this is something he knows was a?
Oh, he pitched well. That's just competing. He's just trying to compete. There's nothing. That's, you know, he was yelling at himself after, you know, third inning too. So he's just competing. There's nothing to take from that. You're not going to get discouraged by an outing like that.
The other big part of that game, Craig, was getting the bridge. You know, your relievers coming, yeah, and shutting it down that they did.
Yeah, no, Matt Albers was the guy that threw the ball really well today, and he goes through, you know, he goes through two innings and pitches very, very well. Three up, three down both innings. That we needed that, you know, we needed he got the quick first inning and that therefore was able to go out there for the second inning. It put us in a good spot. And then Taylor and Jacob put up zeros. You know, we scored two runs off Andrew Miller also, which, you know, we've got him twice in two appearances, and that's also not easy to do and an important thing.
You can't see that ball, then. Travis's didn't hit anything up there, right? They just,
no.
Carpenter's.
No, they were shifted. They were shifted, and Carpenter, you know, gets put in an awkward position where he's got to make a play that's, you know, not used to making.
Greg, what did you make of the silent treatment that the players gave Christian after his home run in the dugout? Did you see that?
Well, they're just trying to come up with something new. Yeah, I mean, it's I hope they have, I hope they're challenged by that for their entire season.
Craig, overall, this obviously a great season opening series for you guys, though.
Yeah, it was a good start, man. It was. You know, we play well. Christian's off to a great start. You know, today was a, you know, two ninth innings, crazy ninth innings in the series. So, good start and move on.
Yeah, there he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers' 5-4 victory to take the series 3-1 over the St. Louis Cardinals to kick off the 2019 championship season. Tim and Taus still trying to squeeze in some phone calls here before we get to a break. We're going to hear from Christian Yelich as well, Billy.
How are you describing Christian Yelich, Allen, on the northwest side of Milwaukee?
Yeah, hey, guys. The one thing I would say is he is clutch. I also am from the Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, Gantner era. And, you know, for them, for that era, Yount was great, but Molitor was just so clutch. You never wanted to pitch to Paul Molitor because he was going to burn you. And for Yelich, it seems like he's going to come around that, you know, come around that type of being that type of player. He's going to be like a this would be great, but if he could be like a Barry Bonds, where you – it doesn't matter. In that situation, you just walk them. You know, even if there's two guys on base, just walk them.
You might see that.
Yeah, so that is just going to be – that is my word for you today, Tim. Clutch, okay?
Oh, okay. Love it. Very good. Appreciate it, Alan. He mentions Ryan Braun. Billy, you have the quotes there from Ryan Braun. He mentioned also Barry Bonds and Ryan Braun. Mm-hmm. Interesting ways to describe Christian Yelich coming from the Brewers left fielder.
He says, I've never seen anyone this good at baseball for this long. I mean, maybe Bonds in his prime, as good as Trout is. I've seen Pujols. Like, I've never seen anyone this good for this long.
Pretty amazing.
I think everybody should take the time to appreciate it because we are witnessing, what we are witnessing is greatness.
I would agree in mm-hmm. this window for
hard to
sure.
Say not.
Yep.
Let's go out to Ron on the south side. He's next on the fan. Hey, Ron.
Hey, your last caller and that quote absolutely stole my thunder because my word to describe Yelich right now would have going to be Bonds. Watching Barry Bonds in his prime, this is what he did. You could walk him three times. You could pitch around him all day, but the one time you had to pitch to him, he was going to hurt you.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody intentionally walked him with the bases loaded.
Yep, and I today, you know, you could make the case that the Cardinals absolutely should have walked him because you needed two strikeouts with that man on third. You're way more likely to strike out Braun and Shaw than you are Yelich and Braun. But, hey, I'm so glad that they decided to pitch to him and left the ball over the plate. Because,
yeah, that was a pretty shilty call, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But and one other quick point I wanted to make. People are not very happy about our bullpen coming into the season. But you know what? Three games out of four, they were dang good. There are 29 other teams in Major League Baseball that would love their bullpen to be dang good three games out of four.
Well said, Ron. I agree with you. And I think it might be debated about, you know, hey, it's early yet. Let's let these guys develop into a chunk of games here to see where we're at. I mean, it's easy to point fingers at, you know, Matt Albers because he gave up, you know, 8 runs at Dodger Stadium last year. And he, you know, he left too many pitches, 2 strike pitches with too much of the plate last year. But, you know, let's let him settle in a little bit. Taylor Williams is still cutting his teeth in the big leagues.
That's a great point. And these guys are still getting better, hopefully. I mean, when you talk about continually wanting to add to your roster, right, Tim, a lot of it is you have to get better from within. That's how these teams continue to get better. Look at the Chicago Cubs last year. Everyone expected them to take it off the sheet, win like 6-7 World Series. The only way you do that is by improving your team from within. Todd's
yeah,
in.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's get to Todd before the break because I can't wait to hear from Yelich.
Todd, you're on the fan.
Howdy, boys. Boy, it's great to be back on with the dynamic duo franchise and Baby Taus. You know, I was thinking about the one word that's so hard to come up with, and first thing that came to me, it's not my word, but was DiMaggio. But I came up with what pretty much sums it all up, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's your boy. That's
okay.
That boy. Todd, you know what? That word from you does not surprise me at all. But well, it's great to hear from you again, man. First time in the 2019 championship season. Todd, we appreciate it. You've always been a friend of ours, all right?
Thank you. You know what? I tried a couple times, but, you know, the only bummer is with the Brewers doing so well and you guys doing such a great job at your job is it's hard to get on now. I tried at the end of last season, and I couldn't get in. And I tried opening day and the second day, and I couldn't get in. So hopefully, keep up the good work, guys. I love you guys.
We'll be talking to you a lot, Todd. Thanks. Take it easy, buddy.
Keep at it, Todd. Keep dialing. Just dial. Of course, we'll always take calls, I think, sometimes.
There's sometimes, though, where and I feel really bad about saying this. Sometimes you just can't do it. Just can't do it. Sometimes you just can't.
Just too damn crabby sometimes, you know? It's true. We have to hear from Yelich. He's next on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Man, oh man, what a weekend. What a way to kick off the 2019 championship season. And I will say this, that of course, you love talking Brewers baseball. We're fans. Everybody knows Billy and I are big Brewer fans. But there's a little more juice on some exciting games. So I will tell you this, even on the losses, guys, we're still here.
I mean, yeah. We don't leave change. if it's like 9-1 in the fourth inning. We don't just say, you know what, forget it. We'll just let Scotty take it off the sheet tonight, and Scotty Varela will give you the bench all night. No, we're in here every single night either way.
Yeah, either way, including the West Coast games, which is coming up, a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on that as well, man. I've always been impressed over the years, now 14 years of doing this, about the listenership of those West Coast shows. I mean, it really is impressive, guys. It is. And I'll tell you what, Sparky and I have talked about this for years, that we've already done this show for 20 years, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is we just did it on the phone after the game. We're shooting the bull. I mean, you name it, we're complaining about, you know.
Just shooting the shilt.
Yeah, shooting the Schilt.
We got something from our boy Mike Schilt on Christian Yelich. I'd say nuisance is being kind. He had a really good series, a good player. We have to figure out a way to combat what he's doing because he's clearly more than a thorn in our side.
Yeah, you love to hear that. I love that's music to my ears. Before we hear from Christian Yelich, Brewer Mike, he's been with us all 14 years. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, Timmy, this is awesome. Before I give you a name for Yelich, you know, Tim, I was at three of the four games, and it was playoff atmosphere.
That's what the players were telling us, too.
But one problem I have with the fans, way, way, way too many Cardinal fans. Way too many Cardinal fans. And the Brewers season ticket holders are already selling their tickets the first week of the series.
Got to make some money.
Yeah, I don't know, baby Tosh. That's it's
you know, in the way
we came back from last year, guys. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah.
It's a weird way to justify, and I'm not saying I like it either, but it's a weird way to justify habitual season ticket sales, because what happens is, they recoup, whoever buys the season tickets, they recoup a good chunk of what they pony up to.
That's how you're able to continually
tickets.
Do it, yeah.
That's
no
why
doubt.
They can buy them for the 2020 championship season.
Unfortunately, I don't hate red because the Badgers were red. So, but that Cardinal, it just makes me want to vomit in my mouth, guys. Anyway, as far as Mr. Yelich, HOF, that's the only words I got.
Yeah, man, that's saying something big, man.
Tim, boys, you know what next Sunday is? Play ball. Co-ed softball.
There you go. Give us
Sunday, baby.
We want full reports every weekend.
You will get full reports.
Thanks.
All right, Mike, take it easy,
buddy.
All
right, thank you, Mike. All right. Now let's get to Christian Yelich.
Yeah, talk about making me want to throw up in my mouth.
Here he is after the ball game.
Just trying to find a way to push one across and tie the game. He's got great stuff. and he's tough to string it together against. And we just had some balls. You know, one snuck in the line right there, and then Lowe's deflected off his glove, and we were pulled off.
Hicks obviously throws really hard. They got a 102-mile-an-hour sinker. They had it on the at-bat. What were you, you know, what were you trying to do? Just get bat on ball and just make hard contact there?
Yeah, just trying to pick out a good one and put a good swing on it. You know, he's got really good stuff. His ball moves a lot. He's got three really good pitches. And, yeah, you just want to make sure you get it in the zone and try and do something good.
Feel like Lowe was going to be able to make it around there?
Yeah, I didn't know. Once I saw it, kind of got a, you know, they weren't able to get it cleanly out there. I thought he had a pretty good chance of scoring.
What about Ben Gamel's at bat, you know, to come in off the bench against Hicks and be down 0-2 and then to come through the double?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to pinch hit, let alone against a guy that throws it hard and has that good of stuff. And he was able to battle and sneak one in there, and he got the whole thing started for us.
What do you think of your solo gauntlet with your teammates kind of not helping?
Yeah, we like to have a lot of fun on this team, and I guess that was their way of giving me a hard time.
And you've been hitting the ball pretty well. What do you think makes you so good at that?
I don't know, honestly. I'm just trying to stay within an approach and not give away any at bats.
Christian, why do you feel like you're seeing the ball so well? I mean, is this just something that you feel like has been clicking since spring training?
No, I'm just trying to really just be present in the day. And no matter if it goes good or bad the night before, just reset and stay disciplined in your cage work, your routine, your BP, and just focus on each day. It's own solo jaw, I guess you could say. Not really get caught up in the past or the future.
Are you able to enjoy a series like that, though, with that approach? Like, are you able to look back and say, wow, that was pretty good?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a cool series. It was a big series for us. They're a great team. They play us really well. Those games are tight, and we got to execute to win them. And our division's such a good division. I got a feeling it's coming down to the last game or two like it did last year. I can do as many as you can.
What did you think of Corbin today?
He did great. You know, they had a couple homers, but besides that, his stuff looked like it was moving everywhere. He was able to locate it. And, you know, that's great. He did unbelievable, especially for his first big league start.
There he is, Christian Yelich, and he was talking about Corbin Burnes there. Of the 15 potential outs, 12 of them came via the strikeout. Corbin Burnes, it looks like he's well on
your
his
boy.
Way to being a steady dude, man.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Minimum. Yeah. Time for the correction of the game, brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. Maybe we should redo the contract of one Christian Yelich now.
Yeah, right now. Don't even – Mark, you walk in there tomorrow, or you get on the plane tonight, you walk up to Christian and say, Christian, it's an absolute travesty that you're making less than $10 million to play baseball. I'm going to give you $30 million today. You sign this paper by Thursday. The direct deposit will be $26 million into your bank account. We'll figure out the rest of the season here. We'll figure out the rest of it after this. Right around 28 to 32 a year for the next 13 years. There you go.
Yeah, we'll prorate your millions until you're like 40 years
right,
old.
Right, yeah. You know, if you want to do something like that, you want to backload, you want to defer some of the money, we'll start kicking in right around when the age 40. And we'll go for the next 20 years right after that.
It is a great way to get back to work here, a four-game set. You want to squeeze in one more before we head out here?
Let's grab Southside Rob quickly before we're out of here. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, it's Southside Rob, Tim. I've been with you.
What's happening, Southside Rob? What's a good word? You've been with us for 14 years.
Still breathing. I hope you're still playing your guitar.
I got band practice in about 10 minutes, yes.
All right, I'll be real quick. I just want to compare Yelich. Not to Barry Bonds, but more so to Tony Gwynn, because he can hit the all fields. And I miss Tony Gwynn. He died tragically of that cancer. I would have loved to hear what Tony Gwynn thinks of the run that Yelich has been on. And you know they work at it because most kids that come up are just so pole happy. And if you want to be a great player, you got to learn to use off field. And I think that's what makes him special. He can burn you anywhere. He can pull it and he can hit.
He can burn you at any time.
Yeah.
At any time.
That's the way to describe it, Rob.
Rob.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Consider it my lifetime. And Christian Yelich.
Rob, the music really playing cool. Means the show's over, Rob. We got to go.
See you, Rob.
Speaking of which, yeah, that's a good way to describe Christian Yelich. Don't play with fire.
I don't know why you bitched to him in the ninth. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It wasn't smart.
No, you don't, Sparky. You don't want to have it. You should have just filled. Just for that can burn you
at any time.
There you go. All right. Indeed. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. We're going to meet you right here after game one. Brewers hit the road. Cincinnati fits well for left-handed bats. So like a one Christian Yelich.
Or maybe Eric Thames if he wants to wake up and realize that the baseball season started.
You make the switch. Yeah, we have to talk about Eric Thames tomorrow night as well. There's no doubt we have to get to that and a lot more. Join us after the game tomorrow. Great way, a great series to kick off the 14th season of the postgame show here. Want to say thanks to Nick Bodie for hanging out with us today. For Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. Enjoy this one, Brewers fans, and smile. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.